A Florida Citrus Commission committee recently proposed a plan for the Florida Department of Citrus's Scientific Research Division, headquartered in Lake Alfred. Several Citrus Commission and Florida Department of Citrus officials comment on the plan, starting with Scientific Research Advisory Committee Chairman V.C. Hollingsworth.
This committee's worked really hard, but we've come up with a good plan, and I think we're going to present it to the commission, and I think they're going to see the difference in the SRD from 2 years ago till today is changed altogether, and I think they're going to like it.
Department of Citrus Deputy Executive Director Shannon Shepp tells why the committee made the proposals.
I think there was a need for a solid direction, a solid path to success for our SRD. We had been known for our innovations in the very past history. We've done some very strong things out there for this industry. And what we're doing today is very different. What we're doing today is talking about health and wellness. We're looking at how this will benefit the consumers. There's a lot of private industry innovation going on, but right now our job at SRD is to make sure that we can support a marketing message to entice consumers to drink orange juice and grapefruit juice and consume our citrus.
Department of Citrus Executive Director Doug Ackerman weighs in on the plan.
First and foremost, we redesigned our mission statement about 3 years ago, and we finally come full circle into integrating this year. What you will see at the May Commission meeting and in Bonita as well is an integrated plan that includes a economic and market research plan and a scientific research plan that supports the overall mission and plan for the FDOC. So you will see a fully integrated plan that supports each other. And on top of that, you'll see a fully communicated plan, and that's something that we've struggled with in the past. We're not going to do anything out at the SRD that we can't talk about publicly and that doesn't benefit us as a whole.
Shep discusses the proposed new staffing size and budget for the Scientific Research Division.
We've had quite a few retirements over the last couple of years, so through attrition, we have been able to contract the size of the staff out there. That has continued this year. So we are going to have pretty much a lean and mean staff out there that will support some clinical research. Most of that clinical research will happen through contract and RFP. But the staff that we have out there will be doing what we call proactive service for growers and for the industry, and also supporting that clinical and health and wellness research as well. The budget is actually lower this year than it has been in the past, but most of that is a reduction in what we'll be supporting with HLB. Our support for HLB will be less of writing a check this year and more of collaborating with other scientists to be able to take some of the work off of their shoulders that we can do in-house while they continue their very strong HLB research.
What's the recommended budget then that you've been talking about for 2015-16?
Our budget in the past has been about $4.5 million at Scientific Research, and this year we're looking at about a $3.5 million budget. One of those items would be a placeholder for New Varieties Development Corporation, about $1 million in sponsored research, and then $1 million in some of our proactive.
So the staff will be?
I think we're in the 10 range in terms of FTEs, which is the smallest staff we've had in quite a while.
Hollingsworth acknowledges the work of the Department of Citrus's new Scientific Research Division Director.
I'd like to mention Dr. Rosa Walsh, too. She's done a spectacular job taking over there and, I guess, melding everything together and making the staff and everybody come together and coming up with this tremendous plan.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.